Now, if you don't know who St. Polycarp is, he's known as one of the apostolic fathers, which means he was an immediate follower of one of the 12 apostles. So guess which one he was a follower of? St. John. It was feast day yesterday, February 23rd. Now, I didn't have the opportunity to talk about him, but I wanted to because there's a theme that someone said to me a number of years ago, and I heard in a homily, and it's this. Saints travel in packs. And I'll say it again. Saints travel in packs. And this is so true because I'm going to kind of point out some examples. So St. John knew St. Polycarp. He was one of his followers. And you know, people say this phrase all the time. It's not what you know, but who you know. I think that this phrase really rings true when it comes to the saints. For example, we already know that St. Polycarp was an apostle of St. John, but he also instructed St. Irenaeus. So St. Irenaeus was just one removed from the apostle John and two removed from our Lord Jesus Christ. Now, Polycarp even traveled all the way to Rome at one point to meet Pope St. Anicetus, and I'm not sure if I'm saying that correctly. So here's another saint he knew, a pope saint this time. He traveled far in order to meet him in Rome. Another example, St. Polycarp knew another saint. Here's a fourth saint. He kissed the chains of, listen to this, St. Ignatius, the bishop of Antioch, as St. Ignatius was on his way to be martyred, and he was passing through Smyrna. And so St. Polycarp was actually able to kiss those chains that bound St. Ignatius. And in fact, there's a real letter that we can read. We'll post a link to it in the show notes. You can find them at relevantradio.com/trending, where St. Ignatius wrote this letter to Polycarp. And I want to talk about just a few of the lines from that letter. Because when I think about this theme of saints traveling in packs, one thing that saints did really well, one thing that the early church did really well is they encouraged one another in the faith. And as we've been talking today about verbal affirmation and learning to compliment your spouse in public and learning how to just build up your spouse by giving them a good compliment or even the person you're dating, why wait till you're married? Start working on it now. I wish I had worked on it more before I was married. It would have saved a whole lot of headache that occurred after we got married. If we can build up each other now in the church, we will become better communicators. We will become better sources of mentorship. That call yesterday that we had, someone who left the church and they were talking about how they didn't feel welcomed and how they found mentorship and guidance when they went to a Lutheran church. That's true. Sometimes we're not good at just using our speech to invite other people in and create a welcoming and warm environment with our own language and our body language. So listen to some of these words from St. Ignatius's letter to Polycarp. He said, "Be watchful, possessing a sleepless spirit." And I thought that this was a good thing. So he's encouraging, do something good, be watchful. Don't be sleepy, don't be lazy. And this reminds me of 1 Peter 5, where our first pope said, "Be sober and alert, your opponent, the devil, is prowling around like a roaring lion seeking someone to devour." If we are getting enough rest, if we are taking care of ourselves, if we're alert and aware, both in terms of physical alertness and spiritual alertness, there's going to be a better sense of holiness and connection to God. Another thing that Ignatius said to Polycarp is, "Speak to every man separately as God enables you." I thought this was a really profound line that I want to just unpack a little bit. In the world of social media, text messaging, it's so easy to send a group text message, to post something and expect everyone to kind of be filled in on your latest update. And it's hard. You know, I'm moving to the Midwest right now, and I would love to tell everyone personally that I had a baby, send everyone personally a photo, tell everyone personally that I'm moving, and say goodbye personally, everyone. You know, we can't expect perfection from ourselves. Encouragement from the early saints, St. Ignatius to Polycarp, I think is really important, that evangelization is personal, that God will enable us to engage in the conversations and relationships that we are meant to engage in. Willing to go in and have those conversations to build those relationships and to be alert in them. As St. Ignatius said, don't be sleepy in the spirit. Be alert. Be prayerful. A contemplative spirit of prayer. You've been listening to Trending with Tim Ray. I hope you go back and listen to Sister Tina Alfieri's podcast. We're going to post a link to it now where we talk about working through Lent and those various struggles we have with temptation.